create your world. Okay, so we're born. We're put in school. We're put in school again. Rather you finish school, did well, you must find a way to make money. You have those that go on the path of athletic success. You have those that go on the path of academic success. You have those that go on the path of entrepreneurial success in any shape or form that may be. Within that group of people, a small percentage will create their world, keep their world, and live their world. Create your world. Now, what do I mean by create your world? I mean to the point where you wake up every day living in choices that you made. And those choices that you have made are beneficial to not just the physical, but your mental and spiritual aspect as well. Now, as I said, we're born, we're put in school again, then we have to find a way to make money. Now let's break that part down. Why do we have to find a way to make money? Oh, we have bills we have to pay. Okay, before the bills, we acquired those bills. So what are the necessary bills to have? One must have shelter. One must have transportation based off of your circumstances. And one must have the means to eat. Those three things are what you strive to cover in life first. What you study in school and you love, that is what you should be chasing. Now, if you're like a high percentage and you don't find that you love much in school, then you have to explore. How do you explore if they already created your world for you? You must escape the cycle. Now, how do you escape the cycle? You have to deal with the necessities, that of yourself and or your child, and those that you take care of. Housing, transportation, and food. Now, once you grab a hold of the finances needed and the way to create those, then you can start working on the true meaning you were put here, and that is to create your world. Everything you see in your head, those visions, those are gifts that you must manifest. How do you manifest those gifts? You must command to the universe what is already yours and start walking accordingly. When you see those visions, you can't let them flutter out. You must act on them. And when you begin to act on those things that are aligned with your purpose, the love that you create, the passion, fuels the journey to a point where, yes, there will be an end goal, but the steps taken to get there are going to be oh so pleasurable. Even when it lacks triumph, you must understand you are on a purpose-driven life, but you must accept the mission. We're predestined for things that we cannot see. To acquire those, you must move on the proper frequency so that you attract the proper things in your life to aid you on way to your journey. The universe, your God, will put people, things, circumstances to let you know you're on the right track. And at the same time, that negative energy that perpetrates throughout the universe will also put obstacles in your way to make sure you stumble in, trip, but do not fall. In order to create your world, you must first break free from theirs. Cover your bases. Don't fall trapped to the materialistic mindset that they try to put up on you. This world is enormous. Many lands to see. Many things uncovered, but yet unknown. You don't know how much power you possess until you go into the different lands of the world. See how the soil treats you, how the air, how the people and everything around you shifts based off of your presence. That alone is a superpower and the basis for creating your world. Those thoughts, those visions, all that you see that works to your good shall manifest if you put the steps behind it. Stay focused, locked in, and create.